Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. B'schus Rufua Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
We're learning Meseches Kedushin Daf Nun Ches, and finishing up the sugya of Mekadesh B'Suri Ano. The Gemara is talking about Chulin Sh'neshchatu B'Azara. That's one of the things the Mishnah said is an Isser Ano. If you take a behemoth Chulin and Shechted in Azara, it becomes Asur B'Ano. The Gemara had a stira in Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon in the Braisa said that Chulin Sh'neshchatu B'Azara is Mekudeshes. The Chum says ain't a Mekudeshes. The Gemara says, you see Reb Shimon holds that Chulin Sh'neshchatu B'Azara is live there Isa. That's why it's Mekudeshes. And the Gemara says, stira. Reb Shimon says that Chulin Sh'neshchatu B'Azara is Yisreifu. And also a chayin shenishchata ba'azara. Even if it's a chayin, Rashi's man's with a kasha, that even if it's the Rabbanan, they wouldn't be geyser by a chayin. Also, they wouldn't say yisreifu. Even if it's an issa the Rabbanan, they wouldn't say to burn it. Kvur would be good enough, and they wouldn't be geyser by a chayin. So in them state that it's also mean their isa. So what's the pshat that he holds as mekudeshes? Here you see Reb Shimon holds as chulin shenishchata ba'azara is their isa. So the Gemara says we're not talking about a regular chulin shenishchata ba'azara. We're talking about a chulin that was found at Shreifa. So you need a Shechita in order to pass it. It's time that you kill it in Azara. That's not called Chulin Sh'neshchatu B'Azara. And the Shaila is, if you have a Shechita and it's found at Shreifa, is that called a Shechita? Reb Shimon El Shechita Sh'neruya Leishma Shechita. If it's a Shreifa, it's not considered a Shechita B'Chalal. And the male doesn't have a din of Chulin Sh'neshchatu B'Azara. That kind of sugi say Gemara. So Rishayim Shtalzacha B'ni Shaila. The Gemara is having a minute when it said, Reb Shimon said Mekudeshes. The Gemara says that you see that Chulin Sh'neshchatu B'Azara is not the Raisa. Raisa, so you understand that it's the Rabbanan. The Gemara, there is no such man in the Yom that says that it's not us in the Rabbanan. The Gemara doesn't say Chulin Sh'neshchatu B'Azara muteris. The Gemara says Chulin Sh'neshchatu B'Azara live the Raisa. And the Gemara thought that that's a good enough reason, the fact that it's live the Raisa, that the Kedushin should be Chal, even though there's an Issa the Rabbanan. So this Gemara is Meduyik. That you have an Issa Hana, an Issa Hana de Rabbanan, the Kedusha would be Chal. Because the Gemara says, Reb Shimon Os Chulin Sh'neshchatu B'Azara Lav de Raisa, we understand why he says it's Mekudeshes. Shtalzach the Shaila, the Gemara Mstachim Nav Zayin says, Amr Av Gidl Amir Av, HaMekadesh Mishay Shayisu Lamayla Zayna Mekudeshes, Afilu B'chidei Kirden Aisa, and Moshe Shainim Lun Chidei Kirden Aisa means that it's Chometz Nuksha, it's Chometz de Rabbanan. Midarais, it's mutabano. Midarabonon, it's not, it's also bano. And still, you see, it's ainu mekadeshes. And that was the point of the Gemara. The Gemara wanted to know why you can't do bittul chametz in the Shah Shishas. Are you allowed to do bittul chametz in the Shah Shishas? The Gemara there says no. Even though midaraisa, until after chatzais, which is already the Shah Shvias, it's mutabano. The issa no midaraisa starts from the Shah Shvias. That's when there's a din tashbisu. That's when you're mechuyev to get rid of it. Midereis, it's also ba'ana. But the Shah Shishis is only a derabanan. The Rabbanan made it earlier, so you shouldn't come to the last minute. So the Gemara wanted to know, can be mevatel chametz? The Gemara says, no, because heyos, it's also ba'ana. It's called ainu b'shusai. Even if the derabanan makes it ainu b'shusai, and it can't be mevatel. And the Gemara is right, yish from Avgidol Merav. Avgidol Merav says, the Mekadesh, Mishay Shayisu Lamal, Afilu Bechit, the Kirdanaisa, and Chayishun LeKedushin, the Kedushin doesn't work even by Chametz the Rabbana. So there it says, Mefurish, that Isra Anami the Rabbana, there's not a Kedushin. And here it's Mashma, Chulin Shenshchat the Bazar, if you hold live there, Isa, wouldn't be a Kedushin, even though there's an Isra the Rabbana. That's factory Shainim Mistir. So the Tuma Alchim and the Rishainim, Halacha Lamaisa, had to answer this question. Some Rishayim hold that be'emesin, any time it's asur b'ano midirabbanan, avad it's not a kedushin. Alright, what's pshat in this gemara? So the various terutzim you could say. Either you could say that chulin sh'neshchatu b'azara lav deraisa means that it's mutter. A little bit shver, daichik, but Rishayim brings such a pshat. Or you could say, Rishayim like this better, that chulin sh'neshchatu b'azara lav deraisa means midirabbanan is only an isra achila. If chulin sh'neshchatu b'azara was deraisa, so then there's an Issa Ano also Midereisa. But if Chulin Sh'neshchatu B'Azara live there Issa, so then there's only an Issa Achila, not an Issa Ano. But Avand, if there'd be an Issa Ano, Midereban also be a problem. But since Chulin Sh'neshchatu B'Azara live there Issa, either that means that there's no Issa B'Chlal, or, not much that way, it says live there Issa, But it means there's no Isra Hanah. The Baal does this, the Rabbanim were Machmet the Asr Bahanah. Or else the Rishayim say that this is only the Havimina. In other words, we know that Chumash Shin Shchad the Bazar is Asr Akapanami the Rabbanim. But we have no other Pshat for Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says it's Mekudeshes. What's the Pshat? The Gemara's Havimina was, only Pshat will be it's not the Raisa. And our Karchak Rabbi Shimon argues that of Yidul Amirav, it's only a Meim of Amirav. And Rabbi Shimon would hold that by Nisa the Rabbanan, it would be Mekudeshes. But the Maskana that we say that Rabbi Shimon himself holds the Chulin Shin Shchat the Bazar is the Raisa. And here we're talking about Shachta V'nimsa Treifa, which is not Chulin Shin Shchat the Bazar B'chval of Das Rabbi Shimon, Koshkita Sheini Ril Eish Meshkita. So the Maskana, we don't have anyone that argues on of Yidul Amirav that says that Isra Anom the Rabbanan is Zaina Mekudeshes. So thus wiped, this was only a Havimina. These are the various terutzim of the Rishayim, naming on that Avadal Alochel Lameisa, even Isura and Oder Abanon, is Eina Mekadesh, just like it says in Psachim Davzai. Paratesis, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rosh goes with this Mahalach, holds that no, there's a chilik between different types of Isra der Abanons. If Chulon Shinishchat de Bazar is live der Isa, it's an Isra der Abanon She'ein Le'ikim in Atayra. It has no der Isa dika. You say, and Memela, that would not make a din of Eina Mekadeshes. Mashenki and Chametz. Chametz has an Ikim Minatayr. There's such a thing as Chametz of Pesach Minatayr. Just Minatayr doesn't apply to Chametz Nuksha, but it's called Yeshla Ikim Minatayr. And Memela, that's why it would be Eina Mekadeshes. And the Emma says it's telling the Machalikish Rashi and Taisis, Shat in the Gemara the Imsachin. The Lashon of the Gemara Imsachin is, HaMekadesh. Mechametz v'sheish shayis l'mayla ainu mekadeshes, afilu b'chidah k'rdenais. What does it mean, sheish shayis l'mayla? Rashi learns it means from the beginning of the sixth hour. And that's what the Gemara was telling too. The Gemara wanted to know if from the beginning of the sixth hour he can mevatel chametz. The Gemara says he can't be mevatel chametz from the beginning of the sixth hour, because Rav Gidol Merav says in mekadesh v'sheish shayis l'mayla ainu mekadeshes, afilu b'chidah k'rdenais. So that means the beginning of the sixth hour. That's what the Gemara was telling too. But Taisus holds no. Shei Shayisul Lamala can't mean the beginning of the sixth hour. That's not what the words mean. Shei Shayisul Lamala means from the end of the sixth hour, from after 6 hours. That's the pshan of Shei Shayisul Lamala. And if it was in the beginning of the sixth hour, it would be Mekadeshes. So what's the Gemara telling too to Bittul in the sixth hour? It's a Tzushta. When you have Chametz derabanan, Chidik derneisa, which is derabanan, with Shayis derneisa, it's after Chatzais, the Shayis derneisa, so there the Gemara says that's equivalent to Chametz derneisa, which Shayis derabanan, meaning the Shashis is the 6 hour, which is only derabanan. In both cases, it's one derabanan. You have Shayis derabanan with Chametz derneisa, you have Shayis derneisa with Chametz derabanan. They're both equivalent. So just like you find that Bechitik and the Naisa, which is Chametz Derabanan, by Shei Shayis Ulamala, when you have Shayis Deraisa, the Shayis that real Chametz would be Asami Deraisa, that Derabanan said is Einim Mekadeshes. Hu Adin, if you have Chametz Deraisa, you want to be Mevatel by Shayis Derabanan, also be Einim Bishusai. But if you have both together, Chametz Derabanan and Shayis Derabanan, there would be Mekadeshes. And Taisa says, and this is what the Rosh Paskins, that anything which is aimed like Ikum Minatayah has the same din as two Durabanans, Kolshkein, and also its Mekadeshes. So that's the Pshat in the Gemara, that Chulon Shinishchat Bazar Lav Deraisa is Mekadeshes, because it has no Ikum Minatayah. It's the same thing as Shayis Deraisa, as Chametz Durabanan, I mean, and Shayis Durabanan, where there it's Mekadeshes, Lefir Rabbeinu Tam. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Chav Chai 7, Ezra Sif Kaf Aleph, he says, HaMekadesh B'Sur Anah D'Rabbanon L'Gamri She'ein L'Ikim Mid'Raisi, he says, Mekadeshes. Like Taiz in the Rosh, even though it's a Isra Anah D'Rabbanon, but if it's a Isra Anah D'Rabbanon L'Gamri, it's Mekadeshes. In Mechamis D'Raisi V'Shayis D'Rabbanon, Mechamis D'Rabbanon V'Shayis D'Raisi, he says, it's Safik Mekadeshes. Even though they're L'Chur, everyone knows it's Ein Mekadeshes. He says it's Safik Mekadeshes because also Mishnayim don't pass in like Rav Gidol. Hakabana Mishlachan Aruch makes his chilik that by Isra Anah Legamri is Mekadeshes, and if it's Chametz Deraisa Shayis Derabanan, Chametz Moshayis Deraisa, then could be it's not Mekudeshes. And the Beis Shmuel brings, and the guy knows is Ma'arich about it, but the Shmuel brings that the sheet is Rashi Varama, I feel a trade there upon an Einem Mekudeshes. What's Rashi, like we mentioned, that learns the Gemara is talking about Shoah Shishis, and the Rambam also, when he brings down the din of Issa Derabon, and he brings Shoah Shishis, it's Mashmana, even when you have both together, the Shoah Derabonan and the Chomis Derabonan, it's Einem Mekudeshes. And like we said, Kamer Rishaynim here, the Ran and other Rishaynim, the Paskin across the board, any time it's an Isser Anah, even Midarabonan, it's Einem Mekudeshes. And the Gemara here, it means that there was no Isser Anah, it was only a Havimina, like we said. So Beis Shmuel says that he'd be Machriya, not like the Shulchan Aruch, he'd be Machriya like the Rishaynim, it's not Mekudeshes. And he says what seems to be two different times. One time he says is, because he says, Kevin de Mirabonin also in the nice and lakum. If Lamais is us Mirabonin, what's the difference if it's Yesh Laikr or Ein Laikr? Lamais, he's not giving her anything. She can't do anything with it. How could you be Mekadesh and Nishu with something which is totally worthless, even if it's only Darabonin? Lamais is worthless. You have to listen to Darabonin's also. And then he says what seems to me another taina, that Kol Mekadesh Adaita Darabonin Hu Mekadesh. Like you find in a lot of places that the Rabbanon have a Kayak to Mefkir the Kedushin. Kain Yishleim Linyan Dov is that. And it brings a right to that Yisoyin that you should say, Kol the Mekadosh Adai the Rabbanon Mekadosh. Meaning that if the Rabbanon said it's also Manon Bin Rabbanon, Mistomene wanted that Issa Noah to be as if it was an Issa Deraisa. I, how could they be Mefkir Kedushin Deraisa? Because Kol the Mekadosh Adai the Rabbanon Mekadosh. They could be Mefkir Kedushin Deraisa. And it brings a right to that Yisoid from the Tshuvas Arif. The Tshuvas Arif says that if you Mekadesh an Isha in front of Edom that apostle Midarabonon, she's not Mekadeshes. I mean, their Isa, the Kasher. So their Isa should be a good Kedushin. But the Rif says the apostle. So you see from the Rif that once the Rabbanon passed these people Edus, they wanted that should be across the board. And Mamela shouldn't be a Kedushin. And how could they do it? Because called the Mekadesh, and I did the run of Mekadesh. So why shouldn't you say the same thing by Israel and Amid Rabban? So the Chari two tainis in the Beis Shmuel. First of all, it's taka worthless. And second of all, why don't you say called the Mekadesh, and I did the Rabban of Mekadesh? Now, the Ritva earlier, on Nafnan Zayinim and Beis, where he discusses the thing we discussed in the previous Shia about Shalei Kederech Hanah, that he says that since Shalei Kederech Hanah is an Isidur Rabban, and that would affect that it shouldn't be a Kedushin, and he brings the Gemara Sachem about the Chid Dekur Denaisa, that Chometz Derabanan makes it Ice Kedushin. He says the following, Avla Gav the Mekadesh Be'edim Sulam in Derabanan Mekudeshes. He names them not like the Rith. He says, I, the din is, when Edom Apostle in Derabanan, the Kedushin does work. I'm a Mayri Neru Deloi Dami. The Asa Mek Edis Ma'ali Menatayr, Un Mekudeshes Shal Tayri, V'leimav Kerabanan Kedushin Deraisa Bechdi. There, Midaraisa the Kashu Edom. So Midaraisa is a good Kedushin, and the Rabbanan would not be Mafki the Kedushin Mechdi. Avalacha Kevin Amrachmana the Lace Lame Maina, Umadi Ovi Hashta Lava Mainu, the Asur Rabbanan, Lamekacha Klau. Lamaisi, you have to give money. This is not money, it's Asur Midarabbanan, it's Ice money, so it's not a Kedushin altogether. So Chayyar the Ritva is arguing on one of the Tainz of the Beis Shmuel, and he's agreeing to the other one. About the tiny, you should say, call the Mekadesh Adai to Rabbanah Mekadesh. He holds you don't say it. And he tackles not like the Tshuvas Arif. He holds that by Edom that Apostle Rabbanah, the Kedushin is Chal, because Midrash, it's a good Kedushin. But Lamais, he holds the other Taina. It's worthless. You didn't give her anything. About it shouldn't work. Now, Lachar, that Taina, that Afginu Rabbanah Kedushin Minei, that Taina alone, Lachar is talking not Mukhach. It depends if the Rabbanah want to do it or not. The Rif falls by Psula Eidus to Rabbanan, they did do it, the Ritva argues. And Lachar, that's the side of the Chilik that Taisus is saying between Ikra Deraisa and not. Mi Deraisa, there's no Chilik if it's Ikra Deraisa or not. Mi Deraisa, it's not Isuria, no. What's the Chilik if something's Ikra Deraisa or not? What's the Chilik if it's one Derabbanan or two Derabbanans? Lachar, the Chilik is how Derabbanan shtel devek the Takana. Were they Maimid Devraim even to Mefkir the Kedushin? And how could they be Mefkir Kedushin? That's called the Mekadesh. And we'll discuss this more later. But Lechayah, we have to answer this Taina that the Beis Shmuel has, which this one agrees to. Now Lechayah, it's not worth anything. How could it be a Kedushin? So Reb Shimon Shkab in Shari Yesher, Sharan Lef Perek Yud, he says that he's suya no, don't have a din mammon is not because it happens to be you can't use it. He starts the shtickle lagabe someone being mazik. So the Gemara is mavur that let's say someone made someone's behemoth suffic usser. Let's say someone shechted a behemoth in a way that it's a suffic if it's a good shkita or not. So if it's not a good shkita, he's a mazik. So he has to pay for the behemoth. The Gemara says if it's a suffic, if it's a good shkita or not, he can't eat it. Because suffic deraisa l'chumra. But he doesn't have to pay al tzmazik. Because suffic mamon l'kula. Hamaytzen choyel v'raya. It's effective shimin shka, but since papayel you can't eat it. Al tzmazik. So why isn't that called a mazik? Zogtib shimin, the fact that you can't eat it, that's just a grama. That doesn't make it a mazik. If it's treif, that's a thing in the guf adover. It's like a poison. It becomes that the Torah makes it, the Torah shafs a issa, the Torah shafs a poison on it. It becomes a chatich, it's issa, a shtik issa, that's a mazik. But let's say you don't know if it is. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Even though you, bepoil, can't eat it, machmas a safik, that's not a mazik. And he wants to say the same thing with Gabi Mammon. If the Torah makes an issa anah, that's a chatich, it's issa, that's a shtik issa, that's a shtik poison. That be'etzim has no value. That's not a mammon. Mashenka, the Torah didn't make an Isra no. Granda, you can't have an off from it, because you have to listen to the Chachamim. So it's mammon. It's mamish mammon. You granda can't have an off from it, but it's mammon. You can be Mekadosh and Isha with it. It has a Torah's mammon. Happens to be you can't use it. That's not mafkir the shame mammon from it. That's what Shimon Shkops you signed. He says, I, the Rabbanan also. You have Leisasa, you have an Isra the Rabbanan. Isra the Rabbanan also could be a poison. He says, it depends what the Rabbanan want to do. If the Rabbanim want to make their Issa to be Mamish a poison, Mamish a chatichas Issa, a shtik Issa, they could do that. And then the Kedushin won't be chal. But they don't always want to do it. Could be they just want to tell you, you're not allowed to eat it. You shouldn't do it. You should be Nayig in Issa. But they didn't make it into a guf Issa. And that's the chayr chilik between the Davash Ikrim and Atayah and an Ikrim and Atayah, between one Darabanan and two Darabanan. The shal is the get of how the Rabbanim made it Asr. So maybe he wants to say, even on the tzad, that by the Rabbanans, it's also mafkir kedushin. That's only because the Rabbanan went and decided to make it ba'ifin as mafkir kedushin. He wants to bring a raya from Rashi and Sachem that way. We said over the Gemara. The Gemara was discussing kimuvat al chametz on the Shah Shishas, which is also the Rabbanan. And the Gemara says the Svara, Kevin the Isra Rabbanan alave could erase the dami. V'lav b'shusa kaim l'ratzim v'atalei. This is the Rabbanan also blames like a derais to snap b'shusa. And it brings the raya from Rav Gidol. That Rav Gidol Merav said, a mekadosh m'shei shayisul amal afilu b'chita k'denaisei chayishun l'kedusha. And Rashi learns that means shah shishas. So Rashi there asks the kasha. Av l'gav da osi isa anol chometz der Rabbanan the sheish umafka kedusha teyeh v'shayish esish la'alma. Rashi asks the kasha, how could the Isra Anah, the Rabbanon of Sheish, go and be mafke the Kedushin and be matinesh as Islama? And for Rashi, a matatzinon, the Kamaduchdin called the Makadish a diet, the Rabbanon Makadish, the Hefke Bez and Hefker, the Heim Hefker Mamayna. It goes so, it's called the Makadish a diet, the Rabbanon Makadish, it's Hefke Bez and Hefker, the Chom have a right to Mavatal the Kedushin. So you see, even Rashi holds that all the Rabbanons are that way, even Shais. There are banan and chametz. There are banan, but still he has to come on to hefke bez and hefke to call the mekadosh diet or banan mekadosh. Why can't you say pashit? It doesn't have any value. Obviously, that's not enough. And he says that was the shak of the tire of the gemara there. He wants to know if the yisayid why the kedusha is not chal is an ayin of hefke bez and hefke called the mekadosh diet or banan mekadosh. So what's the gemara telling it to the bittel? They made it a din by kedushin. Call their kaddish a diet their banan mekaddish. The kedushin is mafkir when it's isra and omer abanan. Who says by bittul chametz you'd say the same thing? Zogdib Shimon, this goof was the Gemara Shaila. What was the Gemara Shaila if an isra der abanan's enough to make that you can't be mavatul chametz? Because the Gemara understood that if it's dam and isra that their abanan say you shouldn't do it. But they didn't make an Issa on the Chefse, they didn't make it a Chatichas Issa, they didn't make the poison there, so that wouldn't make it any B'shusay. Granted, you can't eat it, you can't have an off from it, but that's not any B'shusay. Nothing happened with the Chefetz. Mele, it could be Mavato. It's not how the Rabbanah work. The way the Rabbanah work is, Cave in the surah, the rabbanon alive, k'dereisa dami. V'lai b'shusa kaima. The rabbanon made it mamash like a dereisa, like a shtick poison. And what's the raya? Because the kedushin doesn't work. So ein echanami, the way kedushin doesn't work is als hefker bez and hefker. Als kol the mekadosh adai the rabbanon mekadosh. But what's the pshat they did then? Because they made it midrabbanon to be mamash echatich ezizer, that it shouldn't work at all. So who would then they did that legabe bittul? That's the shtickle that he says. See, the emphasis of shtim is very good with the shtickle from the Brisker Rav. He says in the Rambam, the Rambam's mavur, that even though shah chamish is also you're not allowed to eat chametz, you're allowed to have enough from it, but you're not allowed to eat chametz, but you can't burn truma that's chametz with shah chamish. You have to wait till shah shishis. As I state in Rambam, you're not allowed to burn the chametz with shah chamish, the truma, even though it's also to eat midarabanan. With shah shishis, you could burn the truma chametz. In fact, the Brisker Rav, what's the difference? Shah Shishis is also only in the Siddur Rabbanan to eat it. How come the Shah Chamishis he can't burn it? And the Shah Shishis he could, it's a Pella. So the Brisker Rav is Medayik in the Rambam, that by Shah Shishis he says it's a Surah Ba'achila, Ubana. By Shah Chamishis he says, as a Lashon of Lo Yechal, that you're not allowed to eat it. He doesn't say that the Chayfetz is Aser. And more than that, by Shah Shishis he says it's an Issa of Makis Mardis. By Shah Chamishis there's no Makis Mardis. He says, a bichalag in the takana. By Shah Chamishis, Tam, they said, you shouldn't eat it. They didn't make it into chametz. They didn't make it into a chefs of an iser. Shah Shishis, they made it into a chefs of the iser. So that's why, that day you just can't eat it. It's still chumi. Now let it burn it. Even though, b'payel, you're not going to be able to eat it. But once it becomes a shtik chametz, it becomes a shtik chatich of the isura, so then it's azali, but then you're allowed to burn it. And this is the same you say, the Rabbanan could do either way. The Rabbanan can make an Issa which doesn't become like the Chayfetz itself becomes Nesar. And then the Pshat is the Kedushin would be Chal. And then the Pshat is you'd be able to Mevatel the Chametz. And then the Pshat is you would not be allowed to burn it if it's Chumah. Or they can make it B'Eifen that the Issa is Chal, Chalais in the Chayfetz, it becomes a Chaticha di Isura, and then it will be Mamash have a din like a Dereis. Now Lamaisa, I don't think of Shimon's Svar as 100% Mukha, because I think the Ritva is Mufurish not the way. I think that's what the Ritva is coming to say, that the Ritva holds that Lagabi Kedushin Al Kapanim, any time, Bepoil, you can't have an on from it, the Kedushin won't work, because Lamaisa has no value. And that's what the Beis Shmuel held in Svar, and it sounds like the Ritva holds that way. Although I hear of Shimon's Kasha from the Gemara Msachim, if that's the Svar Pshuta by Kedushin, so what was the Gemara's suffix by Bittul? That by Bittul he should be able to mevatel it because it's only the Rabbanan Asabanami, the Rais, it's Mutabana. And what was the Rai from Kedushin? Bishlaima, if you need in order for Kedushin not to be Mekadesh, is that it should be Mamash Echatichas, it should be a shtick poison. So that was the Gemara's suffix. By the Rabbanans, did they make it into a Echatichas or not? So the Gemara brings the Rai from Kedushin to Bittul. But if a Kedushin, you don't need that. You know, Mon and Svar, like the Beis Shmuel says, like the Udvar is very much mashma. Lamaisa, you can't use it. So Lamaisa is valueless. You don't hold to this, you're saying that the practical not being able to use is not going to make it ice mammon. So what's the Gemara's Sushtal himsachim from Kedushin to Bittul, the Tzarechian case? So Mekitzin is a machalikas Rishainim. Some Rishainim hold up all Yisur and Rabban, and there's no Kedushin that's chal. And some Rishainim make a chiluk between Ikra Midaraisa or two Rabban and Zonat. And we said the Svara, Rav Shimon's Svara, that alone, that you can't use it, is not enough to mefkir the moment. It has to be the Rabbanan made it into a chaticha sisra to mefkir the moment. There's one more geshmak shtickle from the Avnei Meluim. It's in Simcha of Ches of Katan and Dalad. And he has another ara that he wants to say. The Shita Sarambam, we spoke this out earlier on the Afnan days, is that you need for Kedushin not only Kesef, but Kesef that the Isha could be Nana from. And there are a few times the Rambam says this, you say it. First, by Matana Manas Lahagza, the Gemara of Avim Abayis says that Matana Manas Lahagza doesn't work by Kedushin, Lefishayin Isha Niknes Bechalipin, and a lot of Rishayim learn it's a Dindar Abanan. The Etzem Midaraisa, a Matana Manas Lahagza works, even though the Isha has no way of being Nana from it. She has to give it back. But Lamaisi gave a Mammon. So that's what Avim Abayis says. So even Isuri and Adar Abanan, that she has no way of being Nana from it, but if it has a Din Mammon, Lamaisi gave a mammon, even if she has no way of being nana from it. What's the difference than matana manas lahagzir? But the Rambam sheet is matana manas lahagzir doesn't work me deraisa. And he holds that any shenikness bechalipin is a deraisa dikasvarim. And it's because a isha has to be able to have a na from it. You know, kesef's not enough. It has to have kesef, the ispeh ha-na. From the Rambam also, by Arif and by Evet Knani, he stresses that even though the Isha is not getting the Kesef, by Arif, but she's getting Hanah. She has Hanah that someone else has the Kesef because she said so. And they learn up that the Pshat is, because the Rambam holds, you need Kesef this be Hanah. Stam, Arif is considered you got the Kesef, but you don't have any Hanah. That's what the Rambam has to tell too, that she has Hanah from the fact that Yena has the Kesef. And then on the Afman days, the Rambam makes the chilek. The Rambam holds that mekanish milva doesn't work by kedushin, but it does work by mecher. What's the chilek kedushin and mecher? If it's kesef lagabe mecher, why shouldn't it be kesef lagabe kedushin? The Torah says the Rambam sells it back because she already the hanah was already kvar cholaf. You're not giving her any new hanah. She already had it by mekanish milva. So even though a milva is considered you're giving a kesef, that's what works by mecher. But it's not a kesef. This be hanah. The mele can't work by kedushin. So Tainit Avne Meluim, so Oiba Zoi, even though Isra Anomidar Abonan would have a shame kesef, but it's not a kesef this be Hanah, the Isha can't have enough from it. Avadeh can't work. Zokta Deramam Lashitase has to hold, and that's what Itaka holds, that all Isra Anomidar Abonan can't be Kedushin, not because the Isra Anomidar Abonan is necessarily not kesef. Could be this kesef, it's only Darabonan, so this kesef, Midarais, it's kesef, that's called that as a din kesef. But Lamais is not a kesef this banah, but Pael the Isha can't have enough from it. We have the same problem, Matanam Nas Lahagzir, Makanish Muva, but it's not a kesef this banah, the Mela the Kedushin can't work. So he's bringing a new angle, a third reason why Isuria Anah doesn't work for Kedushin. We have a reason why, because Lamais is valueless, it doesn't have a shame kesef. Now we said it's not Mukhrich. Maybe in order to become Ais Kesef, it has to be an Isser, the Gufa Dov, it has to be a Chatichas Isser. And that's what Rav Yishayim hold. Even Rashi and Sachem says you have to come on to Hefka Bez and Hefka to call Mekadish, to run a Mekadish. Thus a lane that Bepoel, you can't use it, that doesn't make it Ois Kesef. But the Ritva is Mashim that it does. That's one time. You have a time because the Rabbanon made it into an Isra. No, the Rabbanon have a Kayach to make it like a Deraisa. It's Hefka Bez and Hefka. It's called the Mekadish, the Rabban a Mekadish. But that could be, is only by things that have Ikrim and Atera. Only where there's one Darabana, not when there's two Darabanans, that explains those Chalukim. But that's another reason why it doesn't work. Because Darabanan gave it the Kayach not to work. And now we have a third reason, Avni Meluim, that Lafita Shita Saramam, they need Kesef, this man, no, Savant, it's Kesef. But Lamaisi can't have enough from it, so Mela can't work. So, fact, Avni Meluim, according to this Pshat, what's Pshat in the Gemara Msachim? The Gemara Msachim was discussing Kimavatal the Chametz. If it's called Bishusai, and the Gemara says that since the Rabbanan Asikah, they're Aisadami. And the Brud arrived from Rav Gidol Merav. The Mekadosh, Mishay Shay Sulam Allah, Philip Bechiti Kurdanai, saying Chayshin LeKedushin, there it's different. Kedushin, you need, Kedushin is not enough that it's Kesef. Kedushin, Kesef, this Pe'anah. How could you sell to Bittul Chametz? Well, you don't have that concept of Kesef, this Pe'anah there. As long as it has a Tayris Kesef, as long as the Isad Rabbanan doesn't make it Ais Peshusai, so merely be able to mevato it. So he says a very harifus like teretz. Everyone asks, we spoke about this in Nafnan Beis. Everyone asks, the Rambam says a mekadesh remuva is ain't a mekadeshes, but b'mecher it works. Everyone asks, the Gemara in Beis, when Rav said mekadesh remuva is ain't a mekadeshes, the Gemara asks the Kasha that it says that by mecher it works, how can mechalti mecher in Kedushin? The Gemara is mefurish, there's no chilek to be mecher in Kedushin, and the Rambam makes the chilek, a pella. So Avni Meluim said at Teretz, that this is saying if Kesef this Be'anah they need by Kedushin comes if you learn the drasha from Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim. If you learn out the din Kesef from Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, so it's not enough Kesef. You need the Kesef Dumi Mistei Ephraim, which was a Kesef this Be'anah. My Mecha, which you learn out from Sardis, be Kesef Yiknu, as long as it has a shame Kesef, it's good enough. Mashenki, and here you learn a Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, and there was a Kesef this Be'anah, so that's why you need a Kesef this Be'anah. But Rav Lashitase doesn't know of Kich Kichim Stefer, and he learns it out from the Yatzachinim and Kesef. And Kesef Adam Zeh, Yesh Kesef Adam Acha. So Rav only holds you need Kesef. So if Rav holds Mekadosh Shemul Veinim Mekadoshes, Akarach holds it's not Kesef, so who would do my Mecher? It shouldn't be Kaina. That was a shtickle tire. So Zak Davdim Luim, Oibe Zeh, that's Pshat the Gemara Msachim. Amrav Gidl Amar Rav. We're going in Rav. Rav says it's not Mekadoshes. Rav can't hold it's not Mekadeshes because you need Kesef this Be'anah. Rav is the one who holds you don't need Kesef this Be'anah. Rav doesn't learn from Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim. That's why the Gemara Nafnan Beis, according to Rav, said that Milva and Mech is the same. So if even Ryan Lowe's is not a Kedushin, and them state it's Bechalal not Kesef, and them state that the whole thing is not Kesef. But we don't pass like Rav. The Rambam passes you need Kesef to spend all. So according to the Rambam, you can't be Mechalik, even if it wouldn't be Kesef, it wouldn't be Kesef to spend all. That would be another reason why it wouldn't be a Kedushin. That's a shtickle for Navni Meluin. And now the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, Machram v'kiddush b'demei m'kodesh. The Gemara brings down the Mishnah that even though you can't be mekadesh with the Yisurei Anah, but if you sold the Yisurei Anah, which was Asur, and now you have the money, and you mekadesh an Isha with the money of the Yisurei Anah, so the Isha becomes m'kodesh, because the money doesn't become Yisurei Anah. And when you exchange Yisurei Anah for money, the money doesn't become Asur B'Anah. The Gemara goes into it. The Gemara says, Minolan, how do you know that the money doesn't cost Asur B'Anah? The Gemara says, because since the Torah says by Avodah Zarah that the money becomes Asur B'Anah V'Yisachayim Kamayu, so may learn out Stafka by Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, Avodah Zarah and Shvius are Shnei Ksuvim Ba'on Kecha, by Shvius also it says Kaidish. Kaidish is Taifas Damav. And the Gemara says, you can't learn out because it's Shnei Ksuvim Ba'on Kecha, or because it's a Miyot. Yichayim Hu, Yevel Hi. There's a miyut that says, dafka there, it's taifas dam of dafka there, when you exchange it, the exchange also becomes aser mashenkin, by all other isuri anah, the exchange does not become aser. Now there's a machlekes rishainim, if that means it doesn't become aser b'anah for everyone, but what about aser b'anah for the person himself? Does chilufei isuri anah become aser for the machlef, for the one that exchanged it? Shindus Rashi, it's in Chulun Daf Dalad Amid Beis, and in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Dalad, that even though it's Mutar B'Anah to everyone else, but to the Machlif it's Asur B'Anah. To the one who exchanges it's Asur B'Anah. And Rashi says that the Asur M'Shit is not the way. He brings Rishayim that hold that it doesn't become Asur to the Machlif. And he says it's a Tais, because if you're going to say that the money is not, that the Machlif is allowed to use that money is not Asur B'Anah, so Mimela, that then you should have Domim for Yisuri Anah. Then Yisuri Anah should have a value. Because since if you sell them to the Eved, the money is Mutter, that Rashi holds, that gives Yisuri Anah a value. So Mimela, if you mazik Yisuri Anah, you're going to have to pay, even though he's not allowed to sell it. Rishayim argue on Rashi. Rishayim say, what's the Raya? If you sell it to the Eved, the money is Mutter B'Anah. But the reason why it doesn't have a value is because you're not allowed to sell it. So Mela, you can't say it has a value because if you sell it, you can have enough in the money. But it's also to sell it. If it's also to sell it, so Haint, you can't do anything with it. It doesn't have a value. Rashi HaKarachol is not the way. Rashi HaKarachol, if you're going to say that even with the Evid, if you sell it, you could keep the money, that would give it a value, that would give it a Shavius, and that would be considered Yesh Leidamim. You have to understand the Svar of that Machloikis. Al Kapanim, that sheet this Rashi, then even though the Gemara says it's not Toivis Domim, that means it doesn't become Asur B'Anah to everyone. But to the one who's Machlefit, it does become Asur B'Anah. Other Rishayim hold no. So Shai a little bit had to learn up the Gemara in the Darim Nafmem Zayin. The Gemara in the Darim talks about Khalifim of a Kainim, and the Gemara tells Suda Gemara Machem Kiddush with Meim Mekadeshis, and the Gemara answers, it depends if it's the Chachilu or the Yevid. So Machalik Shayim had to understand the Maskan of the Gemara there. Al Kapanim, that's the Machlokes Rishayim. Rashi holds that the Chalifei Yisuri Anah Asa to the Machlif, and the Rishayim hold, Kam Rishayim hold this Mutter, the Rambam holds this Mutter, Kam Rishayim hold this Mutter. The Ran, in both Chulin and in Avodah Zarah, at the beginning of the fifth parak, says that there's a Mefurish Yishalmi, not like Rashi. The Yishalmi tells us, why is Marchem V'Kiddush V'Demei M'Kadeshes? Zogti Yishalmi, you know why? Because it's not considered the Chalifim of the Yisuri Anah. Since it's Asur B'Anah, it's valueless. You sell it, so he doesn't. No, they don't. You don't. You can't ask for money in exchange for the item. So it's not a sale. A sale is a pshat. You give somebody a chavitz, and now he owes you money. So he owes you money. That money becomes the Dmei Yisuri Chavitz. But when you sell somebody Yisuri Anah, it's Yisuri Anah. He doesn't owe you any money. So the money that he gives you is not the Dmei HaChefetz. In Memela, it's Mutter B'Anah. Tain it deran and deramban. So this is Mefurish, not like Rashi. It's Mefurish that you can't say that it's Asur B'Anah to the Machlev. It's not the Dmei HaChefetz. If it's not the Dmei HaChefetz, how could it be Asur B'Anah? As I tain it deran and deramban. Deran Be'ikir and Avodah Zarah, the beginning of the fifth parak, he says, Mefurish Yishalmi, not like Rashi. Nesor B'Shimon Shkop and Shari Yesher, Shari Gimel Perich of Hei, He says, how does Rashi learn the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says, not like Rashi. What's the pshat? But first he's ma'ir. You see from the Yerushalmi and from the Rishonim that be'etzim Rashi and Svar is gerecht. Be'etzim, if you exchanged Isra and Offer money, the money should become asr to the machlif. The only thing is, it being from the Yerushalmi, it's not considered an exchange. It's not considered the Dmei HaChefetz. It's not considered this is the money you got for the Chefetz because you couldn't charge money for the Chefetz. But if it would be considered the money for the Chefetz, they'd be maskim to Rashi that it'll be asr ba'ano. What's the pshat in that? Why should it be asr ba'ano just because it's the Dmei HaChefetz? Torah says, oh, it's asr ba'ano. Klei Kerem is asr ba'ano. Shara Niskel, whatever it is. Mehecha tasted that if you get money for it, that also becomes asr ba'ano. So I Shimenshkap, and this is the aside what he was saying there in the entire parak. The advice is, if you derive something from an Isser, that would memela have that Isser. I mean, you find the mashal, Gedulim of Isuri Anah would have the din of the Isser Anah. If the Isuri Anah creates something, so that's a derivation of the Isser Anah, memela be asab Anah. Memela, that's also called Anah. The Anah of the Chefetz would automatically apply to the derivatives of the Chefetz. So Mela, when you sell something, I mean, the money didn't come to this world because of this or Anah. The money was here before. But the money came to you because of this or Anah. The only way you have this money is from the Isser Anah. The money is a direct result of the Isser Anah. Having Anah from the money is Mela Anah from the Isuri Anah. Anything that was created, that was formed, that its existence is owned to the Isra Anah, that automatically would be an extension of the Isra Anah, and any Anah from that Chavitz is memela by extension Anah from the Isra Anah. And that's a sort of shoot that everyone agrees to. So Be'etzim, Rashi would be right that the Dmei Isra Anah would have to be Asr al Kapanim to the one that was Machlefit. It's not Asr to anyone else because the money didn't come to the world because of the Isra Anah. But since the money came to his possession because of the Isra Anah, so for him to continue having an off from it, that's goof an extension of having an off from the Isra Anah. That's Yisayid Aleph, Navas. Tiny the Rishayim, Yishalmi says, that this is not the Dmei Isra Anah, because you can't sell the Isra Anah. When you give it to a Keach, he doesn't owe you any money. He doesn't owe you any money, so this is not of the value of the Isra Anah. Stami gave you money. Stami gave you money. I mean, the fact that the Isra Anah, you gave him the Isra Anah, caused that he should give you money. But it's not a direct result. It's not that this is the Dmei of the Isra Anah, that this money came to you through the Isra Anah. It was just a grama. Happened to be, because of the Isra Anah, you got money. That doesn't count. So what's Pshat in Rashi? Why does Rashi hold that it is Asr? Zaktib Shimon, Rashi holds Yishalmi's talking about you sold it to a Yid. When you sell it to a Yid, either he knew it was Asr Banah, and he paid you anyway. So that money is matana. He doesn't owe you that money. He got nothing. He got something with no value. He wants to be over on the Isra and have enough from it. And he wants to pay for it. But that money, that Lacha doesn't recognize this as a sale b'chlal. He gave him something valueless. He gave you money for it. The money was matana. Or let's say you fooled him. He didn't realize it was a Mekach Tais. He didn't realize it was Yisura Anah, so it comes out it's a Mekach Tais. So in that case, so the money is Gzela. So either way, the money is not a derivative, it's not the value, it's not the Dmei of the Yisura Anah. But let's say you sell it to a guy. You're not going to sell it to a guy. It's Asr Banah. But the guy, it's not Asr Banah to the guy. The guy is getting a product of value. So he really genuinely owes you the money. He's getting a product of value, even though you're not allowed to sell it to him. But he's gaining something from you. He's getting something which to him is worth the full price. So in that case, it is a Dmei Isra Chefetz. Avad Rashi's maskim, in the case we sold it to a Yid, and the Yid knew about it, but still gave the money, so it's a Matana. Or the Yid didn't know about it, and he gave the money, so it's Gzela. Avad there, the money's not Asr Banah, it's not the Dmei Chefetz, like the Yishalmi says. But Rashi's told me we sold it to a guy. You sold it to a guy. Rashi and Chulin's clearly told me we sold it to a guy. He's told me Chametz that you sold to a guy. Chametz Shavuot Pesach, which is Asr Banah, you sold to a guy. So in that case, Rashi holds it is a Dmei HaChefetz. The Shalmi's told me we sold it to a Yid. Rashi's told me we sold it to a guy. See, the Emma says the Rosh has a shayla. The Rosh has a shayla. What's if shat macha v'kiddush b'dumei mekudeshes? How could it be in the Mishnah that when you sell Isuri Anah and you mekadesh with the money, she's mekudeshes? The Rosh vekta shayla, it's not your money. When you sell Isuri Anah, you're not going to take money for it. You take money for it, it's gzeil, it's not your money. So he says, one teretz is talking about he sold it to a guy. A guy you're allowed to take money for. Second teretz is talking about he sold it to a yid, and the yid knew that it was Isuri Anah. So the money he gave you, he knew it was Isuri Anah. He still gave you the money, so ma'is matana. So you're allowed to keep the money. And the third teretz says Yerushalmi says that it is gzeil. Yerushalmi brings a ray that gezel, that yish is kaina. You know, as you sold it to a guy b'tayis who's miyayish, that yish is kaina. But the Rosh has another teretz, really the Yerushalmi, that even if it's gzeila, Yerushalmi wants to go this way, that l'maisa you owe him back the money, but you don't have to give him back this money. It's like alva. When you take money and semekach tayis, you don't have to give back this money. You could use the money. You owe him a chayif. It's like you borrowed money from him. Samel the kedushin would be chal. Bal kapanim, the Rosh has one teretz that he sold it to a guy. So that's how Rashi learns of the Mishnah. Rashi learns that the Mishnah is sold it to a guy, and then is a Dmei HaChefetz, and that's the Pshat in Rashi, why Rashi holds this also to the Machlif. So Taini Reb Shimon Shkab. So what's Pshat in the Ramban and the Ran? What's Pshat in the Rishonim that say that it's Mutter, and they're learning up because of the Yerushalmi, because it's not the Dmei HaChefetz? What if you sell it to a guy? So Reb Shimon, this is what they're arguing about. When you sell Isuri Anah to a guy, so the guy got a value. So Rashi holds, he owes you the money. But the other Rishonim hold, he doesn't owe you the money. Since for you it's a worthless item, you can't charge for it. That's the halacha. That becomes in the Chefza that this Isuri Anah is not money for you. So even though he got the Isuri Anah from you and was kainit because you were makna to him, and for him it is worth money, but still, hey, yes, for you it's not worth money. The Torah was mafkir, the mumness of the chayfitz for you. Samaeli doesn't owe you a penny. For him it's worth money, but for you he took a valueless chayfitz. That's the machloikis Rashi in the Rishonim. Rashi holds, but since l'maisa for him it's worth money, he says it's like mishtarshi. He got money from you, even though you didn't lose any money. But he got money from you, he owes you money. The other Rishonim hold, Isuri Anah is mufka from you that you can't even charge a mishtarshi. Mishtarshi means when somebody gained money from me. If someone gains money from me, he owes me that money. That's considered my money. So the Rashi holds, even though the chayfetz is Isuri Anah, I can't charge for the chayfetz, but I could charge that you got money from me. I can't charge for the etzim chayfetz, but I could charge from the fact that you got money from me, because for you it is a mammon. For the guy it is a mammon. So Mela, since you could charge, so the money is the Me'ez HaChefetz, and that's why it's also to the Machlef. Mashenke and the other Rishonim hold, no. Hey, yes, for me it's also, but not only I can't charge for the Chefetz, I can't charge from the fact that you got extra money because of this Chefetz. The Chefetz is totally mufka for me, al-yidei the Isuri Anah. So even when I sell it to a guy, the money does not blive the Me'ez HaChefetz, the guy doesn't owe me a penny, and Mela, that's why it's Mutter Banah to the Machlef. That's the Lord Shimon Shkab Taining Pshat and the Machlekes Rishonim. If the Mei Yisur Anah is also to the Machlef, like we said, the Rana Ramban, the Chayyar bring the Yerushalmi, it sounds like they hold it's because of the Yerushalmi, the reason why it's Mutter Banah is because it's not the Dmei Yisur Chayfetz. Had it been the Dmei Yisur Chayfetz, they'd be masking with Asa Banah, because since you got it, begram the Yisur Anah, avad the having Hanah from the money is like having Hanah from the Chayfetz. Not Vas, it's not the Dmei Chayfetz. And Rashi holds, when you sell it to a guy, it isn't Dmei HaChefetz, because since the guy got a dover of value, it's value for him, and he got it from you, that's Mechayev him to pay. And they all know, since it has no value for you, it's also not to you, he's not Mechayev to pay. Now the Ran over here, asks Akasha and Rashi, if Rashi holds that it's also banah to the Machlev, so how can you mekadesh an isha with it? If for you it's also banah, for you it has no value, so how can you mekadesh an isha with it? You're not giving us something for value. So Zok the Rana Yisait, that since for the Ish it has value, so that blives like Kitcha Begezel. By Kitcha Begezel also after Yish, Tainet the Rana. We had the Gemara before in the afternoon days. We spoke about it. Talchazer over a little bit this year there. We had the Gemara that by Kitcha Begezel after Yish, Gezel da'achayim, the Yish is mekadeshes. Why? Because the Yish is kind of the money with Yish and Shini Rishus. We hold Yish kedi is like honey. So the mekadesh is never kind of the money. He stole, and there was miayish, he's still not kind of the money. He gives it to an Yish, says, Arei mekadeshesli. Now the Yish is kind of, because she's kind of be Yish and Shini Rishus, but it wasn't his money. The Yish says, it doesn't have to be his money. As long as she got the money, for her it's money, and she got it from him, that's enough to shafa kedushin. So same thing here. Saying Duran, it's not Shver and Rashi. Rashi that holds the Chilufei Suri Anos, also to the Machlif. How can he Mekadesh and Isha with something which is also not him? For him, it's valueless. But since for her it has a value, that's called the Kedushin. So we mentioned there, on Daphnan Beis, the Ksaisin Simon Shinan Gilmel says a very geschmackish tickle. He says it's really a Machlaikis Vishainim, this Yisait. Because by Kitcha Begezel, Yish and Shinu Ishus is a Machalik's Yishainim, how it works. The Ramban and Melchamas and Perek HaGazel, the ninth Perek above the Kama, and Taisus Us in the beginning of Lulav HaGazel, says that it works because it binds Beteir Asal Yadeh. Yish is not kind of by Gneva because it came to your hand by Isser, came to your hand before Yish. But for the Lekeach, you give it to someone else, for him it comes to his hand after Yish. When it comes to hand after Yish, then Yish is kind of Beteir Asal Yadeh. So kum dois, if you learn that pshat, so the Ran is right. By Gezel d'Acherim, he was never kind at all. He can't be kind it because it came to his hand before Yish. She could be kind it because she's receiving it after Yish. But Teir Asal Yadeh, if you receive something after the Yish, you could be kind it. Vice dois, he doesn't have to give her anything. As long as she receives something from him, and for her it's worth it, she's kind it, that's good enough. And male, it's a good sushtal here. Chalufi Yasser and Noah, according to Rashi's Asaba Noah, to the Mekadesh, so it's worthless to him, but she got the money from him, so Mela she could be Mekadeshes. But the Rambam Shita is that even if the Shini Rishus came before the Yish, that also works. Sal Karchach, the Pshat and why Yish and Shini Rishus works is not because of Bateris Liyadeh, because even if the Lekeach also got it before Yish, as long as there's a Shini Rishus and a Yish, it works. So the Rishus, the Rambam holds that Yish and Shini Rishus works because they team up together to make a kinyan. The Yish and the Shini Rishus team up together to make a kinyan, just like you have Yish and Shini Hashem, you have such a thing. So how does that work? So the Ksais is Masber that if the Yish and the Shini Rishus together make a kinyan, so the Pshat is the kinyan works with Vasachas. It works upon Ke'echad. The Ganav is Kainit with the Yish and the Shini Rishus together. The Kinyan of the Ganav and the Kinyan of the Lekeach work with Asachas. So if you learn that way, Be'etzim, when you have a Gzela after Yish, it did belong to the Mekadesh. The Mekadesh was kind of with the Yish and Shini Rishus, with Asachas with the Shini Rishus, the Mekadesh was kind of together with the Isha, so it blinds like the Mekadesh gave it something that belongs to him. If you learn that way, then there's no Hechrich that you can make a kedushin even if it is valueless to him, as long as it belongs to the isha. So we mentioned in the previous shiur the Rishonim's kasha that why is Isur Anah valueless? You can have enough in the Efer, you can have enough shalikid derech Anah, and we mentioned the teretz of the Taisus Arash and Taisus and Avodah Zarah and the Ritva that say ein echinami even if it's not valueless, but since you can't use it to mekadesh an isha. It's also to Mekadesh and Isha with it. You can't have that Hanah of being Mekadesh and Isha with it. So Kumtas, you can't charge her for the money because you can't sell it to her. So a mail of money that you can't charge her, that can't be used for Kedushin. That's what some Rishonim hold. So those Rishonim are not going to be able to hold the teretz of the Ran. By Gazel also, even if she could be kainet because it's Beteiras L'Yadeh, but the Ganav was never kainet, he can't charge her for it. She's kainet because Beteiras L'Yadeh. But he was never kainet. She got it, but he was never kainet. He never gave her anything of his. So Vada, he can't charge her for it. That wouldn't work. Side by Chalufei Esurano, which is Asa Tanah to him, and side by Gzela, if you're going to say that it works on Beteiras L'Yadeh, it wouldn't work. You'll have to learn that by Chalufei Esurano, that it's not Asurano to the Machlif, not like Rashi. And you have to learn by Gzela, like the Ksais, that the Pshat is that he himself is kind of, with the Yish and Shinu Rishus, he's kind of Asachas. And we mentioned the Mishnah L'Melech Shaila in the beginning of Perikei and El Chasishus, If you give Isuri Anah to a Chaylish Yesh B'Sakana, she really needs it. She could use it, she needs it for a Sakana. Can you make Kaddish with it? It's very valuable for her. It's totally on these two tzadim. I saw in the Fikayam, Chaylik Aleph Perik Tezayin, Fikayam Esakasha. He says, the Yisayin of Kinyan Kesef, you learn out, we spoke it out once. It comes from the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Ayin. It says that when you're trying to make a Kinyan Kesef, and this Kamei Midirabine, when he has the Kinyan Kesef, he wouldn't be b'chayev anything for taking the Kesef, so you can't have a Kinyan Kesef that way. Let's say on Shabbos, you tell someone, pick off a Teina from my Teina tree, and that way be makna me something. Since he's not chayev anything for picking off a Teina, because Kamei Midirabine, so Mamel, it's not a Kesef you could be m'chayev him for taking, that can't be used as a Kinyan Kesef. And like we explained, Rav Shimon Shkopsky is saying that Kesef creates a Schaivus, and then a Schaivus could be transferred into a Kenyan. So Nafikayam asks, he asks on the Ran. So Oy Bazoi, he said, how does it work? If it's Asaba Anah to you, you can't charge for it. My Khalifi is Suri Anah. Ugzela, which the Pshad is, you can't be Kaina. The Isha could be Kaina because the Isha Shinu Rishus is Bateyas, the other, but you can't be Kaina. So Vandi, you can't charge for it. So how does the Kenyan Kesef work? So he says over at the end of the shtickle that Reb Chaim Eizer told him, he asked his kasha to Reb Chaim Eizer, Reb Chaim Eizer told him that Kesef by Kedushin is different than Kesef by Kinyanim. Kesef by Kinyanim work with the concept of Kesef Echaizer. Kesef by Kedushin is Stamadin. When the Isha gets Kesef, she becomes Mekadesh without the concept of Kesef Echaizer. Now, Lechayer, that's the Machlaikis Rishainim. The Rishainim that hold by Yisuri Anah, that if it would have a value, like the Afer has a value, like the Shleika Derech Hanah has a value, then you'd be able to Mekadesh an Isha with it, even though you can't charge the Isha from it, because it's also the Mekadesh Isha with it. And who would in the Ran that's saying, Chilufi Yisra Anah, it's also Banah to you, it's Mutta to the Isha, you can Mekadesh an Isha with it, even though you can't charge it for it. And by Gzela, if Yish and Shini Rishus works out Spateras Liyada, you can Mekadesh an Isha with it, even though you can't charge for it. Those Yishenim Akarchach hold, not only the Isha gets an object of value, she gets a Kesef, she gets a moment from you, she becomes Mekadesh, even without the concept of Kesef Achazer. Mashenke, the Yishenim that say, the Yisayid by Yisur Anah is, if you can't charge from it, so Mela, she doesn't owe you anything for it, so that can't be a Kenyan. They have to learn Gzela, like the Ksei says, that the Yish and Shini Rishus work with Asachas, and Yitaka Kainet Gzela, Yidei Yish and Shini Rishus together with the Isha, so you could charge for it, and they're going to have to learn that Chiluf V'Yisur Anah is Mutter to the Machlif, and that's why you could charge for it, and that's why the Kedushin works. That's the Machlaikis Rishainim, if there's the concept of Kesef Echazer by Kedushin or not, like the Fikayam brought from Reb Chaim Eizer.
The new parak begins with the Mishnah on the Ma'amar of Nun Chesam and Beis. The Mishnah gives a case of Ha'amar L'Chaveri, somebody sent his friend to Mekadesh and Isha, let's say Ruvain, sent his friend Shimon to go be Mekadesh and Isha. And the Mishnah says that if Shimon goes and is not faithful to the Shlichus, he's Hoylich B'Ramaus, like the Gemara describes it, he is deceitful towards the Mashalach, and instead of going and being Mekadesh the Isha for Ruvain, the Shlich is Mekadesh the Isha for himself, Shimon, the Mishnah says she's Mekadesh Shlasheni. Tosfos asks the Kasha, V'im Teimer Mach Chiddush Yesh Kan, Pshita, what's the Chiddush of this Halacha that she's Mekadesh Shlasheni? As far as the Kedushin is concerned, it's a very straightforward case of a man, Shimon, walks up to an Isha, says, Harei Mekadesh asleep at the Bazai, and he gives her the ring. Of course it's Mekadesh. The only unusual thing about this case is that he was asked by Reuven to do him a favor. So, sure, if we're going to judge whether he's a nice guy or not a nice guy, he's not a nice guy. Like the Gemara says, he's Hoylich B'Ramos, he's Noig B'Minig Ramos. But there's no halacha that when a nasty guy makes kedushin, the kedushin shouldn't be chal. So what would be the havamid to say that the kedushin to the sheni shouldn't be chal over here? So we find three mahalchim in the rishonim to answer this. And what's interesting to notice is that in the first two terutzim, besides for arguing about the teretz of the kasha, what's the chiddush pshita, they also argue about what's the case of the Mishnah. Tosfos and the Ramban have two different ways of understanding the case of the Mishnah, and those two opposite understandings of the case give them opposite explanations of what's the chiddush here in the Mishnah. Tosfos says that we're talking about a case where the Isha was aware of the whole backstory, that Reuven had asked Shimon to go and be Mekadesh the Isha for himself. And when Shimon comes and does the Kedushin, he was supposed to be doing it for Reuben, and instead he's doing it for himself, and he says, Harei Mekadeshesli. Zak Taisvis, in such a case, the word Li is not so clear. It seems a little bit ambiguous. He's saying Li, and we understand really Lahalacha he means for himself. But maybe he didn't mean for himself. Maybe he meant for Reuven. After all, he is a shliach for Reuven. We know he's a shliach for Reuven. The Isha knows that he's a shliach for Reuven. He's supposed to be making Kedushin for Reuven. He says the normal text that everybody says when they're making Kedushin. So maybe, even though he wasn't speaking as precisely as he should have, even though he didn't say Harei Mekadeshes LeRuven, but maybe that's what he means. When he says Harei Mekadeshes Li, he means for the person that you're supposed to become Mekadeshes to, which would be Reuven. So there's a Salkadaita Chamina, there's a Havamina, that the Kedushin should not be Chal to Shimon, because Shimon's word Li is not sufficiently clear that we should all understand that he means for himself. Come Ashwal on the mission that no, it's clear enough. We do understand that the word Li means to himself. If he meant to Reuven, he would have said Mekadeshes LeRuven. So if he says Li, we do understand that he means to himself, and so she's Mekadeshes LeSheni. The chiddush is that we don't say that the word Li isn't clear about whom it's going on. Now the Ramban gives a teretz by setting up the case of the Mishnah exactly the opposite. The Ramban says the Mishnah is talking about a case dafka where the Isha was not aware that Shimon had been made into a shliach for Reuven. Reuven asked Shimon to go be mekadesh him this Isha, but the Isha doesn't know anything about that. Shimon walks over to the Isha, says harei mekadeshesli, gives her a ring, and she accepts it. By accepting it, she's giving her consent to the Kedushin. But then later she discovers that there's this guy Reuven who really wanted to be Mekadeshar. And she also discovers that Reuven had asked Shimon to be Mekadeshar. And that when Shimon walked over to her, he was doing a Maisa of Ramos. And we could very well imagine that when she finds out all of that, she might say, oh, if I would have known that, I never would have agreed to marry Shimon. I didn't know that Reuven wanted to marry me. I didn't know that Shimon was a Ramai. She might have ample reason to say that Adaita Dehache never would have become Mekudeshes, and maybe we should call the whole Kedushin a Mekachtos, and she shouldn't be Mekudeshes L'Shimon. Kamashmal on the Mishnah, then no, we don't say that, even though it's true that what Shimon did was a little bit deceitful, but it doesn't rise to the level of making it a Mekachtos, and so she's Mekudeshes L'Shimon, even though she was a little bit tricked. So Tosfos had explained that we have a Chiddush Dafka because it's talking about a case where the Isha does know that he was a shliach of Shimon, of Reuven's, and that's what makes the word Li seem a little bit ambiguous, and so there's a chiddush that it's clear enough and she's Mekadeshes L'Sheni. The Ramban learns that we're talking Dafka about a case where the Isha didn't know, and that creates a Havamina that these Kedushim would be considered a Mekachtos, and so the Mishnah teaching us a chiddush that knows she's Mekadeshes L'Sheni. There's a third teretz that the Rishenim give, the Rashba and others, give a third teretz based on an idea that we find in a number of places in Shas. There are four places where the Gemara introduces this concept of afkeinhu rabbanon lekedushin minei, that the rabbanon can make a kedushin disappear. The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Gimel gives the background to this. The Gemara gives the hakdama, kol makadesh adait rabbanon makadesh, v'afkeinhu rabbanon lekedushin minei. That a person's Kedushin is entrusted to the care of the Chachamim, and if the Chachamim so choose, they could be Mafkia, that means they could uproot, they could cause the Kedushin to disappear. Now, there are four places in Shas, four different situations in which the Chachamim invoked this Kayach that they have to be Eikir Kedushin. One of the four places, Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud, is a story that's quite similar to this. The story over there of Aisha that was supposed to be getting married to Reuven, she had already a whole history with Reuven. There had been a Kedushin Derabbanan and a Kedushin Ketana, and now she had grown up and they wanted to make it into Kedushin Deraisa, and Reuven went and made a whole chasana and there was a chuppah, and Shimon comes along and essentially he stole a kala from the chuppah. He comes at the chasana, he talks it into her that she's better off marrying him than marrying Reuven, and she goes off with Shimon. The Gemara, now, what Shimon did, Lamaisa, as nasty as it is, the Kedushin were chal. He gave her a ring, she accepted it with Ratzin, with Das. He said, I am a Kedushin, she's Mekadeshes to him. But the Chachamim said, in the Gemara, Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud, Hu asa shalai kahayin. He did something very improper. So we're also going to be noyheg with him shalai kahayin. We're going to treat him the way that he treated her. Va'afkeinu rabbanon lekedushin minei. And the rabbanon are going to be oiker his kedushin. They're going to make the kedushin disappear, and they nullify the chasana that the isha had to Shimon, and the isha is then free to go back to Reuven without even getting a get from Shimon. So Zak the Rashba, our case is pretty similar to that. This isha was supposed to marry Reuven. Reuven had sent a shliach to be mekadesh her. Shimon was a Ramai. He was hoylich b'ramaus against Reuven and was mekadesh her for himself. Maybe we should say, oh, he was oisa shalai kahayin, so we should treat him the same way, and we should be mefkia the kedushin. Kamashmal on the mission, then no. Although it's true that this is a ramos, it's not considered fine behavior, but nevertheless, it doesn't quite rise to the level of the shalai kahayin of the Gemara and Yavamis, and so Chazal, we're not mefkia the kedushin over here. So in a nutshell, we have three explanations for what the chiddush is of this mishnah. Tosfos says that you'd have a havamina that the word li is not clear who it's going on. Kamash v'lan, that no, it's clear enough, she's Mekadeshes L'Sheni. The Ramban learned that you might think that since she didn't know that Reuben was trying to marry her, there's a Mekach Ta'os. Kamash v'lan, that no, it's not a Mekach Ta'os, she's Mekadeshes L'Sheni. And the Rashba answers that you might think that the Rabban will be Mefkia the Kedushin because of the Ramos. Kamash v'lan, that no, the Rabban are not Mefkia it, and she's Mekadeshes L'Sheni. There's another inyan that the Rishonim try to be mevarer over here. We said that the Mishnah that says halach v'kitshal atzmai means that he said the word li. That if the shliach Shimon goes and says harayim v'kadeshes li, then she's married to Shimon. What's he supposed to say? He's supposed to say harayim v'kadeshes l'ruvain. If he says that, then she's v'kadeshes to Ruvain. If he says harayim v'kadeshes li, then she's v'kadeshes to himself. That's the case of the Mishnah of halach v'kitshal atzmai. She's Mekadeshes L'Sheni. The Rush says, what about if he said Li, he said it the bad way, the Ramos stick away, but a moment later he says, oh, Gavalt, what am I doing? I don't mean Li for me, I mean for Reuven. Of course, I'm a shliach of Reuven. I don't mean to be doing anything not nice. Reuven sent me to be Mekadesh L'Sisha. I meant to be Mekadesh L'Isha for Reuven. I just said the word Li because that's the way I'm used to saying Kedushin. That's what everybody says by every Chasan, Harayim Mekadeshes Li. That's what it says in the Siddur, Harayim Mekadeshes Li. So I said the words Harayim Mekadeshes Li, but I never meant to be Mekadesh Har for myself. Of course, I mean to be Mekadesh Har for Reuven, for the person that sent me. So the Rush says that if the Shliach says this, then Avada she won't be Mekadeshes to him. Like the Rush says, Hektish Betos, Lav Shmei Hektish. If somebody is Maktish something Betos, the Hektish wouldn't be Chal. So too, if somebody is Mekadesh and Isha Betos, the Kedushin won't be Chal. And this is a Kedushin Betos. And so even though she won't be Mekadeshes to Reuven, as Seif called Seif, he was never Mekadeshar to Reuven, but she also won't be Mekadeshes to the Shliach. The din of the Mishnah, that if he was Hoylich V'kitshal La'atzmai, she's Mekadeshes L'Sheni, that's only if he meant to be Mekadeshar La'atzmai, but if he just inadvertently used the word Li, but then he says, no, I never meant that, then she won't be Mekadeshes L'Sheni. As Isaac the Rosh, he says that that's a Davar Pashat. But there are Tshuvas in other Rishonim. The Mordechai brings down some Tshuvas from the Maram Rutenberg that discussed the Shaila, how do we know that the Shliach made a mistake? The Niach, then in Lomdus, the Rush is right, that if the Shliach made a mistake and he never meant to make her Mekadeshes to himself, she shouldn't be Mekadeshes to himself. But how do we know that the Shliach made a mistake? The only way that we know it is because he said so. He said Harei Mekadeshesli, and then he says, no, that's a mistake, I didn't really mean for myself, I really meant for Reuven, so the Kedushin shouldn't be Chal. Shaila is, ein davar sheba'er v'pachas mishnayim. Ordinarily, any edus involving a status of an eishes ish needs two edim. Over here, who's telling us that she shouldn't be mekadeshes to this shliach? Nobody except for the shliach himself. Here we have an isha that looks, to all appearances, like she just got married. Edim at this chasana saw Shimon go over to her, say harayim mekadeshesli, hand her a ring. It seems like a pretty clear-cut case of a Kedushin, that's Chal. The Edom said Mekadeshes afterwards. They were completely sure that they just witnessed a woman becoming Mekadeshes. She's now an Eishes Ish. Then Shimon comes and says, oh no, I made a mistake. I never really meant that. And now we're going to believe him and be oiker these kedushin and be matter this eishes ish. I ain't davar shabe ever pachas mishnayim. So there's a tshuva from the Maram Rutenberg, which again it's brought down in the Mardechai. It's also brought down in the Hagoyis Maimini, who says that we don't apply the rule over here of ein davar shabe ever pachas mishnayim. Over here we say eidach hanemim b'isurin. Where's this coming from? What do you mean we say eidach hanemim b'isurin? Ordinarily, you may recall that Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Gittin on Gittin Daf Beis, there's a sugya that in yeshivas we learn about Richas on Gittin Daf Beis, a discussion about Eirech Hanemah B'Yisurin versus Ein Davar Shabe Ever Pachas Mishnayim. Ordinarily, we assume that an Eirech is only Neman for Shari Surim that don't have to do with the Davar Shabe Erva. But when it comes to an Isra Eishas Ish, then there's no din of Eirech Hanemah B'Yisurin. So there's a Bavusta Chakira that Achreinim Kler, there's a Beis Halevi that has a shtickel about this, and Rabbi Kiva Eger in Gittin Daf Beis also. And in Yeshivas, again, it's talked about by Arichas and Gittin Daf Beis. But one of the key marmakimis to that shaila is over here in this Mishnah. The Achreinim over there, Kler Hakira, that which we say, Ein Davar Shabe Ever Pachas Mishnayim, is that Dafka B'de Ischazak Yisura, or even B'de Ischazak Yisura? In other words, is it dafka to overturn a prior chazaka that a davar shabe ever needs to aid him? Or does a davar shabe ever always need to aid him, even if it's not overturning a prior chazaka? Now, if you think about this case about this shayla, about this chakira for a moment, you may realize that the shayla is almost never negeya. Every davar shabe erva is overturning a prior chazaka. Because what's davar shabe erva? The definition of davar shabe erva, lagavi the halacha vein davar shabe erva brachas mishnayim. The definition of davar shabe erva is affecting a status of eishes ish. That means either creating an eishes ish, that's kedushin, or undoing or being matir an eishes ish, that's gerushin. Well, every kedushin in the world takes place to a pnuya, so it's always a matter of taking an isha who has a prior status of not being an eishes ish and making her into an eishes ish. Every gerushin in the world takes place to an eishes ish. So it's always a matter of taking a woman who has a prior status of an eishes ish and making her not an eishes ish, making her a grusha. So every davar shabe erva is always going against a prior chazaka. So what's negeya, this chakira, whether the din of ein davar shabe erva pachas mishnayim is dafka to overturn a chazaka, or is it be'etzem, a davar shabe erva always needs to aid him? So there are very rare cases where there's a nafka mina, but this is one of them. Over here, we have edus on a davar shabe erva, but it's an edus to be matir and eishes ish. So that's unquestionably, it's davar shabe erva because it's affecting a status of eishes ish. But it's not being matir and eishes ish by saying that she got divorced. It's being matir and eishes ish by saying, you think that she just became married? No, really, she didn't become married. Really, she's a pnuya like she was yesterday. She's still a pnuya today. So the aid is not coming to take off a cheskas eishes ish. Lefi dvarav of the aid, she was never an eishes ish. So he's just coming to tell us that she never became an eishes ish. He's not coming to change any chazakas. So zok the Beis HaLevi, that's pshat on this Maram Rutenberg. The Maram Rutenberg who applies over here the rule of Eirech HaNemim B'Yisurin, and it's not just the Maram Rutenberg, he's the one that speaks it out, but the pashtus, it's the Rush. The Rush who says that if the aid made a mistake, then we won't hold it against him. She won't be mukadeshes to him. How do we ever know that the aid made a mistake? Al karchach, because he told us so. So that means that we believe him. I is ein davar shabe ever pachas mishnayim. So the Beis HaLevi says that what we see from these rishayim is that the din of ein davar shabe ever pachas mishnayim is not be'etzem that every aidus on a davar shabe erva needs to aid him. It's that to change a chazaka by davar shabe erva, you need to aid him. And Avad, 99% of the time, Aedus of Davar Shabe Erva is to change the Chazaka. Like we said before, every Kedushin is on a Cheskas Pnuya, every Gerushin is on a Cheskas Eishes Ish. But when you'll find a case of Davar Shabe Erva where it's not to change the Chazaka, then there's no din of being Davar Shabe Erva Parachas Mishnayim. That's why over here, the Marmurberg says, we'll apply the rule of Eirech HaNemim B'Yisurin, and if the Shliach says that I made a mistake, I never meant to be Mekadesh for myself, he'll be Neman, and like the Rush says, because Hekdesh Betos Lav Shmei Hekdesh.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.